From Washington, this is VOA News. The 70th anniversary of D-Day, marked by President Obama. Ukraine's newly elected president meets with Vladimir Putin. I'm Vincent Ruse, reporting from Washington. President Barack Obama joined thousands of people at ceremonies in Normandy, France, on Friday to mark the 70th anniversary of D-Day, the Allied invasion that started the Allies' liberation of Europe from Nazi occupation. President Obama honored the 160,000 soldiers, 73,000 of them Americans, who fought in the intense battle of 1944.
Here, we don't just commemorate victory. As proud of that victory as we are, we don't just honor sacrifice, as grateful as the world is. We come to remember why America and our allies gave so much for the survival of liberty at this moment of maximum peril. We come to tell the story of the men and women who did it, so that it remains seared into the memory of a future world.
French President François Hollande said the more than 20,000 Americans and liberators of France who gave their lives in Normandy should not be forgotten. Vietnam has called on the United States to take a larger role in protecting the peace and settling conflicts in the disputed waters of the South China Sea. Vietnamese Foreign Ministry spokesman Li Haiping in Hanoi called for more U.S. involvement as Vietnamese ships continue to clash with Chinese ships near a controversial oil rig that Beijing placed in disputed waters last month. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukraine's President-elect Petro Poroshenko met briefly Friday in Normandy. VOA's James Brook has more.
Russia's president and Ukraine's president-elect met and talked Friday in France in what many in the region hope will be a first step toward a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. On Saturday, Petro Poroshenko is expected to offer a ceasefire to pro-Russian rebels in southeastern Ukraine. Ukraine's government has accused Russia of fueling the rebellion by sending weapons and fighters across the border into southeastern Ukraine. President Putin flatly denied those charges in an interview with French television recorded Wednesday. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.
More on these stories at voanews.com. Jordan's ambassador to the United Nations is set to replace Navi Pillay as the next UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon informed the General Assembly Friday of his intent to nominate Prince Zayed Al Hussein. The Jordanian has served previously as his nation's ambassador to the United Nations. He is also a former ambassador to the United States. The prince holds a bachelor's degree from the Johns Hopkins University and a PhD from Cambridge University. The U.S. unemployment rate held steady at 6.3% last month, and the economy had a net gain of 217,000 jobs. Job growth was strongest in business and professional services, health care, and food services. The jobless rate remains at a 5.5-year low. Hassan Nasrallah, head of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, says this week's re-election of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad proves that any political solution to the country's bloody conflict begins and ends with Mr. Assad. Nasrallah said the resignation of the Syrian president is no longer a precondition for a resolution to the civil war. Hezbollah militants have been fighting alongside Syrian forces during the three-year-old civil war against rebels seeking Mr. Assad's ouster. Mr. Assad won a landslide victory in the Syrian presidential election on Tuesday to secure a third 7-year term. In Washington Friday, State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf urged parties that have influence over the Syrian regime, including Hezbollah, Iran, and Russia, to push Syria's government toward a diplomatic solution.
We've called on parties who have influence over the regime, Iran, Hezbollah, Russia, to use their influence with the Assad regime to push them towards a diplomatic solution and push them to a better place. It's in no way a change of policy. But it's a recognition of the reality that there are outside actors who have influence on the regime and should be using it.
The Central Intelligence Agency says it will launch accounts on both Facebook and Twitter. CIA Director John Brennan says by expanding in these social media platforms, CIA will be able to more directly engage with the public and provide information on CIA's mission, history, and other developments. More news at voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.